Rock music started when some of the major institutions in our city came around the same table and decided, are we reaching all of the students and all of the people in our city with a world-class arts education, one that extends beyond the walls of the Hochstein School and the Eastman School and the Rochester Philharmonic? And the answer was no. And so 4 years ago, these organizations, the University of Rochester Eastman School of Music, along with the Hochstein School of Music and Dance, the Eastman Community Music School, the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, the Rochester City School District, and then the City of Rochester Department of Recreation and Youth Services came together, applied for a grant through the Farish Foundation, and we were able to get our pilot grant for the first 3 years of this organization. We started off with one site and about 35 students, and now we are going into our fifth year. We've expanded to two locations and are hoping to have around 100 students in the 2016-17 school year. And every student in our program receives a full scholarship for instrument usage, for lessons, for class instruction, for field trips, for materials, all of the above. We're really a program that believes in music access and availability for everyone with no hurdles.
When you talk about how students weren't getting music, where were the failures?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why it's a little fragmented, this pipeline here in the district. I believe one of the reasons is a non-neighborhood school system in our city school district, which has caused sort of a difference of how students are receiving music education and music instruction. Certainly as they progress and get a little bit older, getting into schools like School of the Arts or into scholarship programs like Hochstein and Eastman Community Music School, becomes difficult when there isn't a pipeline that's all the way from K through 12. But I think one of the things that we thought about was what it takes to offer and to take lessons at a place like the Eastman Community Music School or Hochstein. And that requires more than just signing up for the lesson itself, but it requires parking, it requires a car, it requires time, all of these things. And so we realized that it wasn't just signing up for lessons that was really the only thing in the way. There's transportation, there's family issues, there's travel time. There's a lot of hurdles that can be in the way, including purchasing an instrument and renting that for yourself.